AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Debris that washed up over the weekend in Mozambique has been tentatively identified as the leading edge of the right-hand tail section of a Boeing 777 like that of missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Hours after the UN Security Council slapped the toughest sanctions on North Korea in two decades, Pyongyang responded by firing short-range projectiles into the sea. Samantha Power, America's ambassador to the UN, says the new resolution is the first to cover all North Korean cargo.
Under this resolution, cargo going into and coming out of North Korea will be treated as suspicious, and countries will be required to inspect it, whether it goes by air, land, or sea.
The U.S. is sanctioning a dozen people and five organizations suspected of links to North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. The Pentagon is looking for a few good hackers.
Go ahead, breach our computers. That's the challenge that the Pentagon is offering to high-tech computer experts hoping to get some help finding vulnerabilities. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he'll be inviting responsible hackers to test the department's cybersecurity. The Hack the Pentagon program will begin next month. Department officials and lawyers still have some work to do, sorting out the legal issues involved in allowing white hat hackers to breach active Pentagon websites. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Marco Rubio and Bernie Sanders attacked Donald Trump.
He's never voted in a Republican primary in his life. Number two, to the extent we know where he stands on the issues, they sound a lot like Hillary Clinton.
Most Americans know that coming together trumps divisiveness and separating us and dividing us up.
Rubio and Sanders were in Michigan. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court today heard arguments over Texas regulations duplicated in other states that impose strict licensing rules on abortion clinics, which could cause them to close.
The Supreme Court heard argument in its most significant abortion case in roughly 25 years, in the midst of a raucous presidential campaign, and not yet 3 weeks after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. He had been one of the court's most outspoken abortion opponents and a very aggressive questioner.
AP correspondent Mark Sherman reports the more liberal justices on the court ask if these strict regulations were medically necessary.
The three female justices and Justice Stephen Breyer were very skeptical of the state's defense of the law as protecting women's health.
The conservative justices asked tough questions about the operators of abortion clinics. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.